Proclamation number 8413 of 16th of February, 1963. Work while it is still day. It is still daytime when you are in the grace to receive light. For much light flows to you from me, you who open your eyes and desire light. But the day draws to a close and is followed by a night of endless duration for those who did not use the light of the day to work on their souls, who did not seek and find the right path in the light, which leads up to the eternal light, where there is no more night. You are standing in a late hour and I therefore admonished with a loud voice to make good use of the last rays, the last glimmer of light before nightfall. For you can also make up much in a short time if you are only serious about escaping the eternal night. Don't follow the one who wants to lead you back into deepest darkness again, but turn your eyes upwards, to me, from whom the light emanates which will make you immeasurably happy, you who want to escape the darkness. But time draws ever closer. The world clock does not stop. And night falls for people who walk along indifferently and do not think of their souls. And what this night means for those you cannot understand, otherwise you would truly do everything to escape it. The night means for the souls who relapse to the deepest depth, it means renewed dissolution and renewed banishment in solid matter, it means a renewed walk through the creation of the new earth, in torment of the bondage which they had already once lived through and overcome. But you are warned and admonished again and again, and everything is tried to portray the night to you as black as possible. However, you do not believe and it cannot be proven to you. But the words are well known to you, work while it is still day, for the night is coming when you will no longer be able to walk. But you only understand bodily death by this, you do not know that another night is meant, for bodily death need not mean renewed darkness for your soul. After bodily death the soul can also enter into the brightest light, where there is no more night forever. So the death of the body need not be feared, for it can also induce immature souls to seek the light in the kingdom of the beyond. But the night, which is meant by these words, is to be feared, for it lasts for eternal times and means endless torment for the souls until they slowly reach the height again in order to once more lead an existence as a human being on earth and to be faced with the same decision as the human soul is now facing. Please listen to my warnings and try to get at an idea of this dreadful imprisonment which you can still escape if you are of good will and turn to me, whom you are unable to deny upon serious reflection. Don't let yourselves be completely taken captive by my adversary, but believe that there is a Savior whom you can call upon for help when you are too weak yourselves. Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of the world, who defeated the adversary and also paid the purchase price for your soul if you yourselves only want to be set free from my adversary. And hand yourselves over to him, in whom I myself became a human being in order to redeem you from his power, so that you can become blessed again. Don't let the night fall upon you which will deprive you of your self-awareness again. For you have already come considerably closer to me when you start your earthly path as a human being. Don't let it be in vain, and don't let him triumph who only wants to ruin you but not prepare beatitudes. Just believe that night will irrevocably fall, for the time has been fulfilled which was granted to the spiritual being for its redemption from the form, and this time will also be kept, as it is intended in my plan of salvation from eternity. Believe it, that you will feel exceedingly well when you have made use of the light of day and no longer need to fear the night, even when your temporal life has ended. You'll rise to eternal life and never lose this life again, which means light and strength and freedom and bliss. Therefore work while it is still day, for the night is coming when you will no longer be able to work. Amen.